Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia remain in control of the third Ashes test against England at Old Trafford after day two, which saw England close on 52 for two in reply to 527 for seven declared. Michael Clarke made a sublime 187, Stephen Smith fell for 89, and a brace of half-centuries from Brad Haddin and Mitchell Starc rounded off a dominant batting performance. England lost Joe Root and night watchman Tim Bresnan to Peter Siddle before the close, which came with them still needing 276 runs merely to avoid the follow-on. JP Duminy hit 51 in 52 balls and then took three wickets as South Africa beat Sri Lanka by 12 runs in the first 2020 international in Colombo. The left-hander became South Africa's leading 2020 international run scorer during the course of his half-century, which lifted the Proteas to a score of 115 for 6, but that came having slipped to 23 for 3 early on. The Sri Lankan innings followed a similar path as they also lost early wickets, but aside from Kumar Sangakkara's unbeaten 59, they offered little challenge to South Africa, for whom Duminy returned 3 for 18. Sri Lanka collapsed from 72 for 3 to 95 for 9. Pakistan have confirmed they will play two 2020 internationals, five one-day internationals and three tests against Sri Lanka in Dubai, Abu Dhabi and Sharjah in December and January. Sri Lanka arrive in Dubai on the 7th of December, with the T20s getting underway 4 days later. Prior to the series, Pakistan will play Afghanistan in a 2020 international on the 8th of December in Sharjah as part of their support of cricket in Afghanistan.